Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest says that every true believer in Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, has a prophetic DNA, and he knows how to pull it out of you. Are you ready?
Yes!
You know, Keenan, I've known you a long time, but you told me you recently moved into a new dimension with God. Tell me the circumstances of that and what difference it's making.
Well, first of all, I'll say that we're living in one of the most critical times in history, and it is critical for the church to begin to understand this new dimension. You know, several years ago when my daughter was born, actually before she was born, my wife was having a lot of complications in the pregnancy. So when we got to the hospital, my wife refused to dilate. And so the doctor said, I'll give you 1 hour. And if we come back in 1 hour and she's still not dilated, we're going to perform a C-section. So we did what most spiritual people do. We prayed. And so we began to pray and pray and pray. And while I was praying for my wife, I tapped into another dimension in prayer. I moved from just asking God to do something to begin to decree over my wife. I began to literally prophesy to her womb and command it to be opened in Jesus' name.
You were literally prophesying.
Yes, I was prophesying over her womb. And, you know, I was a bit hungry too, so I told my baby girl to be, I said, now come on out now, we're waiting on you, and Daddy has to eat too.
I'm sure that made a big difference.
So as I began to just literally labor in prayer, the doctor came back in, and when they went to check my wife, my daughter's head was already poking out. And we literally delivered the baby.
So you realized that you changed your prayer and changed your results.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, what the Lord showed me from that experience is that prayer is the labor room of the prophetic. And it is in the labor room of prayer that we give birth to the prophetic promises of God.
You know, this sounds so exciting to me compared to the ritual, and that's what I have to call it, that most people pray, but you have found there's a divine protocol.
Yes. You know, when we talk about Jesus's prayer, you know, the disciples said, teach us how to pray. And Jesus goes through the gamut of things. He says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and so forth and so on. And what you begin to realize is that God is a righteous judge, and this is why the parable of the unjust judge in the gospel accounts. The woman goes to the judge, and he doesn't want to do anything for her, and she keeps coming back, and he says, even though I don't fear God or regard man, I'm going to answer her and avenge her speedily because she comes before me night and day. How much more will God avenge his children that come before him? And so what the Lord began to show me is that prayer is not just a religious ritual. It is a divine legal transaction. And when you come to God with his law, he has to respond in kind.
Do you realize if people understood the difference between regular prayer and prophetic prayer, what a difference it would make? They wouldn't just be saying rituals. Explain, define a prophetic prayer.
Well, let me say this. Many people pray pathetically.
No, I said prophetic.
I know,
I'm teasing.
But God wants us to pray prophetically. And there's a difference. What are pathetic prayers? Oh, Lord, help if it be thy will. Please.
Why bother?
I'm begging you. I'm standing in the need of prayer.
Why won't you answer?
Why won't you answer me? But when you understand that, really, this is powerful. The prophetic dimension of prayer, the Bible says that the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Every New Covenant believer has the testimony of Jesus Christ. For goodness sake, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. That's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The same Spirit that brooded over the faces of the waters in creation. That's who we have living on the inside of us. And this is why Paul says we have the mind of Christ. Because when we're tapping into the prophetic, we're tapping into the divine mind of God. You know, the Lord showed me something years ago. I had this vision, and He changed the way I prayed about it. And He said, I want to reveal my heart to my people. And as we look into the heart of God, we see the intent of God. We see how God feels. We see what God desires. So now when you walk into your prayer closet, you're not just walking into a religious environment. You are literally tapping into the heart and mind of God. So you're like a cardiologist. You can see His heart. And as you see His heart, you know what's on His mind. And once you know what's on His mind, you have the power to release what's on His mind in the affairs of life when you pray.
You say that everyone has this prophetic DNA. How can you say that?
Well, if you're saved, you do.
Because that's simple.
That's simple, right? When we got born again, we were literally regenerated. In other words, God put His genes inside of us. He wrote His genetic code inside our spirit. So we are like Him. You know, that's how Adam was in the beginning. He was created in the image of God, the imagination of God, the attributes of God. So in that respect, every believer has the mind of Christ. We just need to unlock this mind. We need to release this mind. And prayer is the environment. I mean, can you imagine praying over our children and instead of wondering what they're doing, God revealing to us in prayer what's going on with our children? Instead of going to the business table and not knowing what's happening, imagine God revealing the mind of not only your partners, but His mind concerning that business deal. This is available to every believer. We don't need a title. We don't need to be a bishop or a pastor. If you're saved and you have the Holy Ghost, it's up for grabs for every single believer. And I believe, and I just want to release this, I feel the anointing on this.
Me too.
God is raising up a prophetic generation of intercessors who are literally going to be used of God to usher in His purposes in the earth. They're going to do it at the grocery store, the supermarket, the schools. They don't need a platform. They don't need a title. They don't even need a church. All of us have the right, the authority, and the responsibility to prophesy.
Okay, it's time. When we come back, we're going to ask Kenan to release your, he can't give it to you, it's already in you, your prophetic DNA. It's been silent too long. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Kenan Bridges' Praying from Heaven package, which includes his revelatory brand new book, Power of Prophetic Prayer, and his devotional book, 90 Days of Power Praying, plus his powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking the Prophetic in You. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9358. Through Kenan's brand new book, Power of Prophetic Prayer, you will learn that prophetic prayer is a supernatural catalyst that will enable you to experience the power and presence of God in every area of your life. Understand how to partner with the Holy Spirit in a new and powerful way. Discover that prophetic prayer is the key to receive your miracle and your breakthrough. Receive supernatural downloads every day from God in prayer that will change your life. Start walking in divine wisdom on a daily basis. Tap into the very heart of God on a consistent basis. Through Kenan's anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking the Prophetic, you will receive an impartation of the spirit of boldness and clarity, as well as an activation of the latent gifts within you. You will discover that prayer can now be more than just a religious exercise, that prophetic prayer is a supernatural catalyst for change and transformation in your life.
God has called every believer to invite the atmosphere of heaven into the earth.
Each of the days covered in Kenan's 90-day devotional gives you a concise teaching on how to declare power prayers for every area of your life. Through this devotional, you will unlock your financial breakthrough, receive an impartation of the breaker anointing, unlock the blessings and promises from heaven in your life, your business, and your ministry, access your miracle.
It's time for you to become normal in your prayer life, not dependent on someone else. God wants you to change your future and your destiny and your family's future and your family's destiny. The anointing will bring you right into that level.
Don't miss out on getting Kenan Bridges' Praying from Heaven package, which includes his revelatory brand new book, Power of Prophetic Prayer, and his devotional book, 90 Days of Power Praying, plus his powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking the Prophetic in You. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9358. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9358 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, every one of you are asking God for miracles. But rather than asking God for miracles, this prophetic prayer is amazing. We are going to release miracles. Explain that, Kenan.
The average believer says, Lord, send a miracle. You know what God is saying? After you. Why? Because most believers are praying to heaven. But when Jesus ascended into the heavenly realm, and he placed his blood upon the mercy seat. By his grace, we were qualified to sit next to him, my God, next to him in the heavenly realm, which means that from now on, we're not supposed to pray to heaven. We're supposed to pray from heaven.
Now, you talked about releasing miracles. What about releasing angels?
Yeah, this is a very interesting story. I was on my way to California to do a revival. And I was in the terminal, I think it was like C-30. Well, my plane, and it was a very short layover, my plane was coming out of C-90. And for those who can do math, that's 60 terminals I had to walk through in Denver to get to where I was supposed to go. By the time I got there, I thought that I had been left behind in the rapture because everybody was gone. Including the flight agent, everybody. Uh-huh. So I get to the flight, you know, desk, and he says, I'm sorry, sir. He says, your plane is gone. I said, you don't understand. I have an appointment in California. He says, there's nothing I can do. The plane had already had gone out on the tarmac, and they had taken the walkway to the plane. They had already retracted it and everything. It was completely gone. The door had been sealed and closed. He said, there's nothing we can do. And in my kind of frustration, I said something. I wasn't really aware I was saying it. I said, you don't understand. I need a miracle now. And those words came out of my mouth. And so when I said that, he says, well, let me see. He runs to the plane. He says, they're up, but I can't do anything. I said, you don't understand. I need a miracle now. So he goes on the computer. Nothing happens. Then he gets on the phone. He calls the pilot on the phone and said, would you take one more? He says, okay, but you gotta run. So we run out to the tarmac. They didn't even see us. We had to beat on the side of the plane. And when they beat on the side of the plane, they opened the door and they let me in.
They don't do that. You
they
know
never
that.
Do that.
I know.
They never do it.
I tried.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
But so here's the thing.
That was the difference. You proclaimed, I tried.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
The Lord said something to me after that experience. He showed me in the spiritual realm. When I said the words, I need a miracle now, the angels that were assigned to my destiny were released and they arrested that plane and did not allow it to leave. The scripture says they hearkened to the voice of God's word. Where is God's word? Romans 10 says, it's in your mouth. So when I spoke the word, angels were dispatched to my location and they were assigned to minister to my need. How many areas of our life do we need angelic assistance? You know, God told me one time, he says, Kenan, there's too many angels that are unemployed. I said, what do you mean? He said, you know, many angels, they're literally ready to break forth and release the deliverance we've been asking for. But what happens is when they get to our location, they think they have the wrong address. Because by the time they show up, we're saying something completely different than what God says.
I believe that people have already caught on to what you're saying. Mm. And if you were to pray now, we would see the works of God. So we would see so many miracles, yeah. So many people set free of addiction. Pray as the Spirit leads you right now.
Father, in Jesus' name, I believe there are ministering angels right now. And Lord, we will not let them be unemployed. We're going to utilize their services. In the name of Jesus, I decree deliverance over every person under the sound of my voice. There's a mother. You've been praying for your son to come to the Lord, and he's been living a lifestyle that you don't approve of. But by the Spirit of God, I declare that angels arrest him now, and they redirect him to his destiny. There's someone battling with addictions. I declare those addictions are broken right now in Jesus' name. Somebody has been battling a sickness for 3 years. You spent a lot of money, you spent a lot of energy, but today you are set free from that illness and you will never be bound again in the name of Jesus. So Father, we just thank you for your glory. Somebody's literally being impregnated by the glory of God. You are being impregnated by miracles right now. And Lord, we release your miraculous power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Do you realize that when Martin Luther King made his famous speech, it wasn't a speech. He was making a dynamic, prophetic statement. I want you to comment on that when we come back. You better come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Keenan, you have activated thousands of people in this prophetic prayer, which is making the difference between results or religion. And I like results myself. Tell me about one person that you've activated.
There have been so many, but there's a young lady in our church. And when she came, you know, she's hearing the teaching, getting the revelation that we're giving. But she came to me and said, well, but I can't hear from God. You know, there's so many people that aren't able to hear God's voice. And she came and said, you know, I can't hear from God. I hear what you're saying, but I pray I don't get any answers. I feel like, you know, I'm just kind of shooting blanks. And let me say this, because I just feel the Spirit on this. A lot of believers, even though they have a prophetic nature, what they're experiencing is what I call spiritual interference. And sometimes it's like when you're traveling in your car and you hear a bunch of white noise over the radio. And what it is that you're outside of the signal.
Right.
So what is happening, I believe what God is doing is recalibrating His people to His signal so that they can be able to hear the frequency of heaven and the earth. And so this young lady, we begin to prophesy over her that she would be able to see in the spirit realm. She would be able to hear God's voice. And all of a sudden, God begins to just download dreams. She starts to see in the spirit accurately. She starts to prophesy accurately. This is someone that had no prophetic background whatsoever. And we're seeing her and hundreds, if not thousands of other people who are being activated in the prophetic the same way.
I said you were going to explain a little bit of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Everyone knows that speech, but not everyone knows it was a prophetic speech.
Yeah. Well, Martin Luther King was a very powerful figure, you know, often controversial, but he was really functioning prophetically in the sense that when he gave his I Had a Dream speech at the Washington Monument, there were hundreds of thousands of people there probably. And he says, I have a dream. Well, really what the Lord began to show me was that it wasn't Martin Luther King's dream. It was God's dream that he was releasing over America. In fact, Martin Luther King quotes directly from the book of Amos that righteousness will roll like mighty waters. That was actually from the book of Amos. And so he was prophesying. I believe that Martin Luther King had tapped into something. In fact, he says that, I have seen the promised land.
I remember that.
I won't get there with you, but I've seen it. How did he see it? He saw it by the Spirit of God. And it was through that prophetic proclamation, that prophetic utterance, that the culture and the climate of America was shifted. But here's the better part. The Lord showed me a vision that there are thousands of believers that he is raising up. Not just one Martin Luther King, but millions of Martin Luther Kings. Millions of prophetic people who God can deposit his dream in their heart. And as he deposits his dream in their heart, they will begin to prophesy over the nation. They will begin to prophesy over our culture. They will begin to prophesy over America. It's not a politician that's going to take us into the promised land. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that's going to thrust us into the time that God is releasing over America.
You know, there are a lot of Christians that are down and out and given up and feel hopeless, but I hear you speaking and I hear you saying, I have a dream.
I have a dream.
That millions of Christians will take back this country.
Hallelujah. Absolutely.
Would you pray a quick prayer right
yes.
now, like you prayed for that young woman in your church and she was able to walk around like normal is defined by the Bible, that is.
Well, Father, in Jesus' name, there are people all over the world who need to hear your voice. There are people all over the world who have been waiting on a prophetic word. They've been waiting on change in their life. Lord, there are many that have been waiting for their destinies to change, not realizing that the key to changing their destiny is in their mouth. Father, I release the miracle in their mouth right now. In the name of Jesus, we release a prophetic impartation over every person under the sound of my voice, that they will begin to not only pray and supplicate, but they will begin to pray prophetically, Lord, over their children, over their homes, over their schools. God, I thank you that you're raising a company of prophets, Lord, who don't have titles, they don't have platforms, but they have prayer closets, God. And we anoint them now. We release them into their destiny. And we thank you that your kingdom is going to be made manifest in the earth through your prophetic people. In Jesus' name.
You said that we are like astronauts. What did you mean?
See, an astronaut has the ability to travel outer space.
Right.
Right? Now, we're not saying astral projection, of course.
Of course not.
But prayer allows us to access the heavenly realm. We can literally go beyond our atmosphere. See, a lot of people are limited to their atmosphere. In other words, their circumstances, the things that happen in their life, their problems. But the point is, a lot of us have been bound to this atmosphere. But God wants us to put on our astronaut suit in prayer and to get outside of Earth's atmosphere and to step into the heavenly atmosphere, get what we need from heaven and bring it down to the earth again.
Are you ready to be in heavenly places and prophesy your destiny and change this earth? Go for it.
Have you ever asked these questions? Why is it that my prayers aren't being answered? How do I overcome the roadblocks to my healing? Is there a way that I can gain access to the heavenly throne room and really receive all the promises of God?
It is our responsibility as believers to release the purposes and plan of God into our lives, for our children, for our homes. What if your future wasn't a fixed reality? What if you could change the course of your destiny? What if through your prayer and in your prayer closet, you could affect the atmosphere around you.
Call now and get Kenan Bridges' Praying from Heaven package, which includes his revelatory brand new book, Power of Prophetic Prayer, and his devotional book, 90 Days of Power Praying, plus his powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking the Prophetic in You. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9358. Through Kenan's brand new book, Power of Prophetic Prayer, you will learn that prophetic prayer is a supernatural catalyst that will enable you to experience the power and presence of God in every area of your life. Understand how to partner with the Holy Spirit in a new and powerful way. Discover that prophetic prayer is the key to receive your miracle and your breakthrough. Receive supernatural downloads every day from God in prayer that will change your life. Start walking in divine wisdom on a daily basis. Tap into the very heart of God on a consistent basis.
The church has only explored one dimension of prayer, supplication, intercession. But there's a whole nother world in prayer that God has called every one of us as New Covenant believers to enter into. And this is what I call prophetic prayer.
Through Kenan's anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking the Prophetic, you will receive an impartation of the spirit of boldness and clarity, as well as an activation of the latent gifts within you. You will discover that prayer can now be more than just a religious exercise, that prophetic prayer is a supernatural catalyst for change and transformation in your life.
I believe that God has called every believer to invite the atmosphere of heaven into the earth through prayer. What if you could go in your prayer closet and get divine downloads for your business, for your children's education, for your school, whatever it is that you're dealing with?
Each of the days covered in Kenan's 90-day devotional gives you a concise teaching on how to declare power prayers for every area of your life. Through this devotional, you will unlock your financial breakthrough, receive an impartation of the breaker anointing, unlock the blessings and promises from heaven in your life, your business, and your ministry. Access your miracle.
It's time for you to become normal in your prayer life, not dependent on someone else. God wants you to change your future and your destiny and your family's future and your family's destiny. The anointing will bring you right into that level.
Don't miss out on getting Kenan Bridges' Praying from Heaven package, which includes his revelatory brand new book, Power of Prophetic Prayer, and his devotional book, 90 Days of Power Praying, plus his powerful three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking the Prophetic in You. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9358. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9358 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest was hopelessly in debt. He had a young family. He was attacked in his health. Things were so desperate, he was afraid to go outside of his house because people he owed money would then approach him. God downloaded to him the mysteries of money. Since that point, he got out of debt. Since that point, he's taught these mysteries to hundreds of thousands of people that have done the same thing. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned, he's a millionaire.